I mean, you know, those little packets of redemption. You know, I mean, in some common commas all the way. And it's music. You know, I'd put skepticism set to music. I mean, what scientist, what nagged away across the Garden Eden? Property. I mean, you know, one of the cheaper ways of distributing agents. You know, one of the tackier techs. Not quite as tacky as the state. I mean, the technology of exception. You know, the state is. Just too relaxed to think. And as things, yeah, it is, but parasitic coming on this indifference. I mean, you know, what weird diff has gone in for a mission. I guess it has something to do with the latency of fact. Yeah. I mean, you just don't get it, do you? I'm confusing words with, you know, repetition, you know. It's the same as fusing, you know, a timing and failure. I mean, whether you call it needlework or string theory, I mean, it's still just a picture of fucking news. As a wide distributing labour part, I mean, stuff dev has its charms. Oh, I mean, it's damn sight easier than some of the other banks, you know. But however, yeah, I mean, there's a bunch more ways of not being whatever, you know, than actually doing the half craft of checking a fact in the mirror each day, you know, as if mirror, you know, was an emergent property. I mean, stuff is clearly emergent. You mean that's a question? Like a form of mediation? Like mediation is Latin for agency? I mean, silent, you know, like the P as in his feet. I mean, dark matter in a white hat, you know, a sort of botched quark protagonist. So some of the adverbs do bother me, but I mean, if understanding, you know, is all that's on offer is a consolation prize. I mean, you know, you're in the wrong song. You know, 5-2-7, change. You know, 4-4 being the argument about lack of depth. I mean, who knows where it's been? You know, and as cause, you know, but one of those dimensions distinguishes, you know, this from this. You know, I mean, basically everything is where it is. I mean, it's only your tongue that moves. I mean, how else are fucking cocksuckers learn as they are? I mean, you teach time how to. You know, picky. I know, I'm a vanity, so always optimistic. You know, there's time, so primps and rhymes. I mean, I'm space, you know, being not near so ambidextrous. I mean, this being one of the key essential distinctions between 2, 3, and 4. I mean, 4-4 is not a simple wormhole through which other times will be discerned. I mean, it's considerably more modest in its aspirations. And as the third dimension is always somewhat slower than it's egg. I mean, it's in no way surprising the stock market doesn't do what it did. I mean, you know, predicates, you know, or clocks, I mean, if you prefer, you know, come as piano, bass, and drum. So then numerical status remains somehow unclear. I mean, you know, one. Perfectly charming way of passing the object. I mean, I was going to say curing, you know, but that'd be. And speaking always seems such a you-y thing to do. And anyway, I mean, how private can the past afford to be? From the presence, you know, point of view, I mean, the The past is all profit, pure aesthetics. Yeah. I mean, what distinguishes the clock, you know, from any other predicate? You know, is, of course, that it does have any notion of now. I mean, it has no idea of impatience. You know, which is not so that the witness is in any way humble. I mean, you use proof like it was a good thing. Yeah. Coping. You know, one of the commodities of modern science. And it's the question is which makes the answer understandable. You know, some other sanctimonious misgiving. I mean, a positive ingrate. I mean, knowledge is invariably about the failed innocence of words, you know, an accompanist, more or less. You know, I mean, it would, of course, be serious as he was. I mean, if it was just about dead. A narcissist on crossing the road, yeah. I mean, how a narcissist crosses the road, yeah. How a narcissist insists, you know. And as facts aren't but residuals, you know, with the various not facts, you know, and as a witness, you know, remains unsolved, you know. And as the first rule of logic is never apologise, you know, so there's no value from which surface value may even be possibly derived. I mean, no, and the moment of transaction time, it seems, you know, fails somewhere to exist, is, you know, more data scraping. Try me. I mean, what sort of status pre-quinges about being a censor anyway? Yeah. Heidegger, I guess. I mean, irony. I mean, you know, the placeholder of thought. Yeah, which rejects coincidence, you know. Yeah, one of those sort of self-incriminators, you know. On why the bourgeois fear the very past is at stake. You know, the mass time, three-step shutter walls, where, you know, which we have. Time, so, you know, leaks out as matter, you know. Or Vicky Versa. Yeah, I mean, the moral strength of knowledge and being that it's an advertisement for helplessness. And, you know, and it's instrumentalising this gentle mind, you know, this helplessness. I mean, by betting. You know, on flies running up on a wall on 4-4. I mean, but the being right is just a known form of depravity, you know, a sentimental consolation. I mean, but as far as self-cures go, it's not the worst. And then is the ending is a lost object. But while an object is indeed a map incapable of being lost, it declines to ever tell you where you are. The knowledge really, really, I mean, is a charming way of being loved. The map didn't move. Maybe it was dead. I mean, from the facts point of view, narrative is pure frustration. Yeah, I'm wanting to surprise language, it bluffed. It didn't work. I mean, we were sitting around the other night, you know, trying to figure out. Yeah, when Joe invented doubt. I mean, so someone said it was a misunderstanding. So what does a misunderstanding sound like? I mean, it has a whiff of coffee, you know, but more like, you know, summer, space time, rain. I mean, it's always summer and space time. Okay, so the punchline is something to the effect that, you know, that capitalist ability to define one's own apprehension, you know, I mean, hence state, the mechanism for such, you know, I mean, there could be any way more tautologists that would, I mean, aspires to tautology, I mean, definition to just being, you know, peak Latin for work. The trouble, I mean, for music, you know, is that it's way better as a recording device. So how do you distinguish capital from subject? I mean, the object is the object. I mean, I mean, whatever the love songs of Machiavelli, you know, a commercial property. You know, yeah, and he surely gets residuals of the Leonardo stuff that he commissioned. Oh, Da Vinci, did all right for himself in that little water tax number. And there's Def, some goss, you know, says Mackie's a model smile, you know, but... I mean, you can see Leo Strauss, you know, taking calls at opening night. Oh, pity, I guess, that he's dead. So let this be a name. Actually, can you get residuals for names? I'm fucking dyslexic. Yeah, and then there's you. You know, the charming version of my blind spot. The actor. Any simulacrum, you know, of the last great standard narrative. That happened while doing something else. I mean, here there should be some projections of the text from the play, you know. Act 1, scene 3, you know, what's the voice is talking about? Followed by scene 5, and then the end of 6. I mean, it's worthwhile having a few grips and songs. I mean, opposite the Faust duties, I'm not so sure. I mean, smacks a little of, you know, overreaching, overkill, but... I mean, from bad taste to redundancy. Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit too much like the CIA's, you know, playing the art market. I mean, you know, I mean, information, you know, cute manic depression. I mean, what you don't understand is Hamlet wants to fix the fucking sun, but with the half data staff of markets. I mean. Some sort of data can't somewhere. But facts are seeing in order to sing. I hear there's supposed to be something about some imitation psychology. Selective mind of intent. I mean, what do you want? I mean, time is a, you know, classic transitional object. So, I mean, what job are you sending the audience to do? I mean, the last great experiment, you know, the sitcom Surplus of Grammar. No, I never said it would be like this. The dead, I mean, you know, know more about being dead than we give them credit for. I mean, they understand sublimation. I mean, imagine... I mean, a language which works or works for a living, you know, job model of, you know, cash, you know, the real shiver of a fact. I mean, the authorised performance of tomorrow of a little less conversation or you know, in the cognitive surplus. I mean, we'll get you on a Facebook, you know, some other memory farm, you know, Facebook, you know, that HQ for acne, you know, and may even pay the rent, you know, but that's not yet an argument. I mean, description is always, you know, an argument for something else, you know, labor-intensive or therapeutic cop. Well, names and facts is both, you know, theoretically possible shortest descriptions. I mean, neither have that, you know, slightly tip of the tongue, you know, aftertaste of... I mean, the yo-yo at least, you know, has an alibi. I mean, the copy's not yet parasitic. I mean, so much less than parasitic that it, you know, constitutes the host. Fucking informer. Actually, going back now to the Faust Hamlet twins. I mean, it would seem an obvious, you know, to do them as one-handers. I mean, the dialectic, you know, seems generally thin and then stand up as more. I mean, they only work in the red, and you know, it looks like red. I mean, if you're far enough away. Yeah, and retreating. I mean, don't forget retreating. I mean, that's enough dialectic to get through to. I'm the boys on, you know, 4-4, you know, it's one thing, you know, the cabaret tragedy, you know, like Oedipus, I mean, you know, poor sod, you know, who gets to know. I mean, better to come back as a meme, you know, some high camp imitation. And, you know, ladies and gents, you know, I give you, you know, put your hand together for, you know, the slapstick off switch. I guess it's more like an ad. whether it's a doc or... I mean, a witness is a fucking documentary. I mean, fiction's more like credit with zero taken off. Okay. How to sacrifice a witness? Yeah, one, declare it ideal. Two, actually, that'll do. Yeah, and leaves and room, you know, for an out of hope, you know, of which most fortuitously happen to have a factory ready issue available interrogation after the show. I mean, unless, of course, it takes a fifth. Yeah. So now, yeah. As to drama, yeah, as to exploiting tensions between a subject and its medium, the periods of explanation of expectation and then twin, you know, characters, they're called, you know, reps, you know, what you might have said. I mean, Cash only imitates Cash, and imitates not yet the same as more. I mean, you know, anyway, I mean, you get the picture. You know, heroes, you know, heroic fucking subjects every fucking way. I mean, echoes is two subjects, you know, so it seems enough to mouth the bloody words and let Mary Orange do the rest. And, you know, and then there's the warm prop, you know, subject, you're looking vaguely for the exit, you know, before we're recalling, of course, that it's words. I mean, the show being, after all, a gift. I mean, it's not only English rhyme stuff with Buck. Narrative, yeah, the theory that it needs, man. A message, I mean, you know, comes from the old English victim, you know, which part explains why there's such trouble doing lines. I mean, getting words to rehearsers. I mean, take learning as the model. And as the witnesses, the do-it-yourself irony of the event, the silent metaphor, I mean, born being the argument, you know, the science for sale, I mean, the word is a generous part of the sentence, and, you know, it lets the unsaid breathe. You know, it's breathing in, we'll teach you about breathing out. I mean, the beauty of beauty, you know, is it's so, you know, beautifully invisible. Well, I mean, which doesn't make it particularly big. I mean, nothing else can be usefully said. I mean, there's a debt, you know, of abstraction, and you know, that's about it. You know, as if a game was a negative of story. I mean, agreeing to the subject. I mean, you know, bargaining, you know, with Murdoch or some other grammarian. I mean, he's suicidal. I mean, here there's supposed to be a close-up of, you know, Rupert Murdoch in Boy Scout uniform circa 1944, you know, I mean, subject, you know, the poor man's success. You know, the object of being, of course, you know, something of vested interest. I mean, that everything, you know, can be understood, you know, is evidenced by the moving the finger. You know, that the separation of art from explanation, you know, pathos. Admittedly, I mean, the pathos of comfort, you know, doing, you know, I can't forgive my heart, you know, I mean, there are ways of modulating from one idea to the next, you know, which is sheer genius. I mean, like the instrument, you know, was built as an abstraction, you know, as a way of demonstrating music, as Einstein's relativity thing, you know, was a patent app, you know, because time, you know, the subsidiary of the train sketch, you know, was a hot commercial prop, you know, 4-4 and a bit 4-4. Yeah. Okay, so maybe that was a bad example. Yeah, but... You know, and there's the peculiar mannered giggling, you know, which is speed, you know, domestic, you know what, I guess the word is incest. And anyway, this nomenclatura, you know, blue, you know, has insight by the throat, you know, that which is, which it said it is, yeah, and like an infinite is a, you know, it's a fact, you know, a state of occupation. There was the building of it next to reason, you know, which was the true marketing code, you know. A rubber idea. You guessed it. You know, number. You know, numbers. You know, better to make said number blush. I mean, what do you have to know about a word before you can use it? Yeah, and its potential is the content of this, you know, formulaic quantum heaven. you know, as we're setting testament to the House of Un-American Activities coming up, and you know, the stuff about rights, you know, to the past of property porn, blonde treason, you know, any of the P words. I mean, it is, of course, possible even the sound of words, you know, which is why God indeed invented chicken, but. I mean, we truly, you know, try to help organise the subject, to Goss. Okay. So here we have a scene. Yeah, over here, you know, there's a problem. Yeah, it's modeled or sketched, you know, so, somewhere over here, you know, observer or witness can see the diff. And here, over here in the corner, yeah, lives the audience. I mean, there's only room for two. I mean, she plays rock, paper, scissors with an axe. So in the United States, I mean, every 23 minutes, someone's fired for agitating organising for a union. I mean, how to find a story without a hero? I mean, the subject is such a fucking dilettante. You know, credulous. Yeah, but happy. I mean, also known to throw good parties for history. I mean, it's always, you know, tempting for the object to be objective. I mean, we could, for example, make a fetish of the test. So, hands up. You know, those who reckon this bit of a puppet show. Hands up those going for parody?
Parody of confusion.
Yeah. Parody of poetry. Yeah.
Oh, I should obviously take this more seriously.
Yeah, those who want a drama. Two dramas.
So how to fix history? I mean, neuter, you know, for the squeamish. I mean, this is the slow, sexy bit, you know. Think of it as a list, you know. How to get to this?
And while exploiting both the witness and, you know, its itch to individuation, and while mining rhymes, you know, counterpoint the subject, and it's set, you know, is what label might expect. I mean,
Sorry. Did anyone say this was going to be tedious? Can we start again?
Maybe at the other end. I mean, do you first? I mean, arts, but the attempt to separate, you know, value from life, and so.
Though, if you can get into word form,
I mean, that's what you got to remember, you know, the words, you know, and words is nicely disposed, you know, play what you words. So
now I get that thing about.
An accumulation of determinations.
Not a bad definition of all. A model div.
I mean, from this you already get the idea of labour. And it sounds good.
Accumulated determinations. You know, all that nail. Yeah.
Yeah, but what does it allow you to do? I mean, call for help.
That would help you to burlesque.
I mean, the witness would go mad. Yeah, and trying to find the melodic sense in this play with the witness, you know, is its own form of skits. You know, the song of stopping. Yeah,
or some other virtuoso suggestion.
Yeah. Well, which doesn't mean that it's only jealous of itself. I mean, a joke, remember? Fractal clue? Yeah.
Art, of course, has something of a knack for self-pity. I mean, Paige would be shaving. I mean, is that the double sexist love affair, you know, with inevitable, you know, which is most nauseating, you know, a cliche power dictionary? That's the one of the ones that's not grammar, is it? You know, how to get from profit to difference in two steps? One, you know, go from difference to profit. I told you, you've seen it all. I'm tired is more. Yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, than blind spot. Let's do that again. I mean, data is, yeah, and while the idea of the work, you know, is mere copywriting, you're the unique selling proposition that, you know, that this, you know, is an economy. I mean, does, of course, you know, prefer to live outside the work, you know, we'll find it easy to note that the O in copy, you know, is the same as that in plot. I mean, if this were a narrative, of course, I mean, here we start to manifest some doubts as to whether the deal was actually worth it. I mean, you know, the picture of understanding. And so, oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's what he wanted, you know, to hear. You know, that. You know, if not that exactly, you know, but you know, So now, the going back over my notes here, I remember someone specifically asked for, you know, I can't forgive my heart, you know, and the Machiavelli was mentioned in the press. One could, I guess, you know, rattle on about this as a cute punk version of the Faust. I mean, you know, disappointment, but that's a bit too much like, I mean, you know, where something is desired, you know, but by measured by potential failure to do what's rationally required. The problem is, of course, you know, that the audience feels itself, you know, both redundant and confused. You know, which is why there's all this tat about the witness, you know. Yeah, and these digressions in a law form, you know, that lot, you know, and take on more than, you know, the character of subjects. On September 6th, I entertained the evidently bourgeois notion that guilt may indeed be learnable. You know, subsequently, that what it was to sentimentalise. I mean, these were ideological crimes. These ideological crimes are, you know, I mean, is equal to, you know, constitute proof, you know, I mean, maths, it seems always comes in twos. So, So maybe here is worth a digression. So here's the situation, right? You are here. So let's try. Let me see. Length by width by height, you know, plus now, now we have to play within the play, you know, the claim on aesthetics, you know, actor, you know, is this my bit I see before me, it's handled towards my, yeah, and while I'm out, the trauma that can drive, you know, everyone else crazy, I mean, cultures, you know, but these do the ability to design, no, it's like, leaking, you know, maybe out of different holes, yeah, you know, or refusing to read prime numbers, or turning the light prime numbers on, because the ending's so perfectly sad. I mean, the wry, resigned, love-letterly institution. I mean, I mean, if Da Vinci had been a Christian Scientist... But being the song Regret and Emergency, you know, everybody knows, you know, that it's, you know, so some sort of apple, that it's dimensional. Although, what we learned in the first week, and eye contact, I didn't want to be an excuse. I mean, maybe. Can we please get back to the subject? I mean, yeah, fact check, you know. Cut myself on my tongue, she did. Mixed soliloquy of... Anyway, once you get back to the script, I mean, for why? For being lucky? Isn't luck the classic sort of crowdsourced mark? You know, the art of unintended consequences. How to improvise fact. I mean, to extemporize facts, it's easy. I mean, it's like breathing in. You know, the instruction set is minimal. It usually includes, you know, the word repeat, you know, or it's set. It confesses context. I mean, improvised facts, but, you know, is pedantic. You know, about being fact. They can be fully described and uttered perp. I mean, the players are invariably only way more fun than the game, but I mean, the problem is, of course, it's a nice prop. Bossier. Why? Because why? Because I said... But you said you wanted fiction. Give me fiction, you said. I don't care. Cause. And as to the absence, I mean, staring at the plot, you know, proves nothing. I'm now obliged to transpose the following into the past tense. Are you all now? Have you ever been? I mean, only the question thinks of itself as a kitsch. Insomniac kitsch. One could, for example, you know, have an app, you know, that plays your GPS, you know, sort of surveillance synth, you know, with friends and clients as modulators. I mean, it would save you from having anything to say. Yeah, and because the cops can finish your sentence, you can double a Dutch for all they care, you know, which is great, you know, because the cop is now your alibi. Yeah, sorry. The author had to do this next bit in Latin because the copyright was up on the character and the residuals are getting a bit rich. Yeah, but I'm sure it'll be charming. I mean, this is not just, you know, the testing of some theory, you know, your naked and fractal, you know, give and take. I mean, carefree sublimation, sir. Would that be with one or two? And it's Latin. Yeah. You know, the relation to the pre-subject. You know, it gets to act in self-defense. And we have ourselves a situation. Yeah. A moment. Yeah. I mean, you know, my five, you know, being a freeze from Needham in the Cultural Revolution, you know, a self-criticism session. Yeah. I mean, you'll know to the guilty, you know, with the dancer's hat, you know, confessing front and center. And there's the PLI. You know, the work peasant, the culture of the worker. I mean, you know, they're on point. And, you know, And what impresses me most, of course, is that in this revolutionary moment, you know, we can conceive of self-criticism as an act of kitsch. And anyway, I mean, how reflexive can a hand afford to be? Yeah, and this is different to incest, exactly when. I mean, is it in any way viral? Is it hyphenated? You know, some sort of labour? You know, like tourism? Reality eats at his shadow, was said. By tears she covers her eyes. My dog is lost. What's yours? Does it need a pedestal? a pause. Is it a true story? Where the more formal is the more dependent? I mean, is this really a question? I mean, Chris actually said, the footnotes are here somewhere. I mean, he actually said, yeah, and now we can confuse the absence of a job, you know, with some other distinction of scale. I mean, once I discover you're a writer, they show off. I mean, you're going to regret this, buggering about with the prudish tics and tropes and other anagrams. I mean, I'll take those bloody ease and efforts and shove up your digressive little faddishly flabby tract. Twat. Yeah. As if all those auto-fictive glibness, you know, couldn't bear to be a part of someone else's story. I mean, there's a simple way of saying anything. I mean, it's not an invitation to run your fucking mouth. The first contradiction of the market. Yeah, the price of price. That was not really so easy to mortgage the plot. I mean, again, yeah, I mean, selling surplus value, you know, the subject. I mean, selling rent as product, you know, the consumption of debt. Now that's a job. Yeah, its relationship for the next word is, you know, but, you know, tenuous at best. I mean, it works as a sonnet. Anyway, said cop, you know, is interested in the position as advertised. Wants to know more about terms and conditions. I told him you'd be only too happy. An ambitious rant, that. No sprawling data and, you know, pended litigation. You know, rises to the rank of chorus, you know, but then, you know, tips into a tacky set of, oh, me too. I mean, cash is still obviously the cheapest means of violence. I mean, you know, like communication is cheaper than thought. I mean, it's they're trying to coordinate breathing, you know, with the beginning and end of a sentence, which is the trick. So while the subject is admittedly already highly leveraged, yeah, and volunteers' narratives are beguilingly winsome collateral, and, you know, and as capital only works, it involves the poor, you know, and as the notes remain, of course, the banks. I mean, they're copywriter after all. Oh. Hmm. I mean, one of the sweeter moments in the phenomenology of mind is a discussion around enough is enough. You know, Turing's, you know, holding problem. You know, the question of theology, and, you know, like those old boppers, you know, who used to disdain gigs, you know, because they fucked with their practice sketch. Yeah, and those accused of hearing things? Those who listen is not only an amplifier, and words, of course, you know, to their own eavesdrop plots. These things, you know, is all peer-to-peer dark patch party lines, you know, phones with their wrong numbers. So, It's strange. But I don't remember. I remember to miming, you know, stuff. But I don't. I mean, I wasn't. I mean, I was there and all, you know, but I wasn't there. Yeah. But I mean, which is the nice thing about performance. You know, we're doing the dishes. You know, we're not doing the dishes. I mean, it's like form allow. I mean, it's surely possible, you know, to whip philosophy into shape by yelling at it, you know, something of its own fetish, you know, stuff, you know, the perfect form of forgetfulness, you know, but why bother, you know, when success will do it for you? I mean, it's true, you know, someone always says, you know, oh, it's the least interesting thing about me, you know, like a duck's quack makes no echo, you know, I mean, unless, of course, that very ignorance is the echo of their own quest, yeah. So listening, sort of bourgeois theft, you know, or, I mean, silence, you know, the commercial of silence, you know, prior to listening. You know, I practice a little more one. I mean, it's not pop. Oh, come on. I'm shy of being an ad for the language which makes this possible. I mean, you're kidding me. I mean, it's just made up as it goes along. Of course, the most interesting thing about definition is that it's untranslatable. Yeah, which means it look, I mean, a little anyway, you know, like an idea. The ideas do lend themselves to symptoms. So if it's not a mere version of itself, I mean, nothing that can be said. So, sayability, I mean, it requires some, you know, redundant incompleteness. I mean, thank Christ for those who are nothing to say. Yeah, a positive is to go shopping. You know, I have that. Is it working? Ta. Yeah. I mean, I also remember when we unionized, you know, both the Army and the Institute of Management, you know, redid the strategy games, you know, for the Perimeter Defense Chapter, the AIF, you know, but I told you, you know, about the balloon transponder that game with metal, you know, but let's get back to actually on board. So is this what we mean by time? No. By maybe. I don't think so. I mean, Faust doesn't actually do much for me. Yeah, and his work is defined by what sort of adequate it makes possible. You know, audient, you know, the fully instrumentalized listener. You know, my GPS done left me, you know, with my tongue here hanging out. I mean, it is, of course, the hesitation that makes it, you know, or makes it work. Yeah, and which, and quite recently, you know, Lexit, you know, inarticulate. I mean, even if the words could speak, I mean, we wouldn't understand them. But you come to think of it, here's a perfect argument against the, you know, the words is closet names, you know, probably, you know, which the attention economy is. I mean, a slapstick, read my lips, you know, I don't want you on my side, you know, is a song. Yeah, but some ideas are lager. I mean, so. Get your story straight. And anyway, I mean, what's the point of being incorruptible if you don't accept the cash? I mean, it takes the law, you know, to read the rape as an act of theft. Someone's always asking for it. I mean, other instances of death by cop can be found in most paste-up vending machines in their accompanying novels. I mean, you know, the ones where everyone's a suspect. I mean, just as it takes it takes Freud, you know, to understand Einstein. I mean, it takes Kafka to understand Freud. You know, fiction wins out every time. You have a cult of personality. Unless, of course, itself is just the local object of history. Which, despite its mediocrity, is in rhetorically short supply. And which resembles Kafka, you know, say, listen, the statue of Kafka. The attraction of ignorance is, of course, that it's pre-bureaucracy, just as, this. Yeah, I mean, he's probably really new to the test marketing of, you know, of some new revolutionary mouthwash. I mean, ads come in all sorts of viral these days. Really, the best thing about subbing for the CIA is the healthcare. Yeah, but the victim isn't, you know, always provincial. Just because, you know, work you know, is defined as putting on a show, you know, the ticket utopia. I'm the only fact worth having is neurotic. Yeah, and as a subject is, you know, aesthetically hypocritic. I'm the nicest thing about America. You know, is it can't happen here. I mean, what? And therefore you're me? Why, actually yes. I mean, you some sort of hostage? And on your day off, what? Context? And you thought you could get out of, you know, by what? By clapping? Yeah, I mean, fucking careerist. I mean, it's the ones and ones, zeros and zeros. You know, the folk song of, you know, spies in the house of rock and roll. There's no spies, there's dilettantes. You know, would bug the shit out of me. You know, slapstick audience. You know, pity the same can't be said, but... Told you so.
History, you know. The poor man's self-consciousness. And nouns, of course, you know, have great predictive value. I mean, they're early bourgeois science, after all. The while the search friction is, you know, is less indeed than the market, I mean, it's obviously highly legislative, so... No, I think the word is leverage. Oh, fuck. Legend is leverage. I mean, what's the difference? They both rhyme. I mean, one is punctuation or, you know, by guest list, and the other is... And then there's a reflected glory of pointing. I mean, the exploitation. Actually, well, what's the etymology example? I mean, is it from the Dutch meaning more? I mean, the aphorism is always jealous of the target. I mean, the target is high branding. Okay. So the world is divided into, you know, fat and happy facts and, you know, poems which are lesser. So, I mean, for a while, you know, the facts, you know, contentedly read themselves, you know, some, you know, muscular Christianity. I mean, and problems is toys, and toys, we know, it's impressive. So what are the stats on the recidivist tendencies of evidence? Yeah, and what are the temptations inherent in wanting to address the issue? Yeah, and the rule on the redundancy of ignorance? I mean, double acquits, you know, being one of the better actuarial instruments. I mean, a guilt. You know, you invariably be better as a research study. Your request to know what you're charged with infringes on the state's right to, you know, quote, you know, structure their laws. I mean, sentencing, you know, facts to time served. I mean, seems the humane thing to do. If they were to get time off, what would it be for? Creative use of a minor? And as everything exists in order to end up as a word, and, you know, morbid, you know, desert island discs, you know, where the mouth plays a definitive sin of omission. I mean, prose, you know, is the very devil. I mean, wants to charge irony with identity theft. I mean, give me a break. I mean, like, reproduction is inherently therapeutic. I mean, with me, I mean, it's personal. I mean, you know, the target is where I want him to be. You know. And anyway, I mean, how would you know the target wasn't English? Yeah. My analyst says, you know, good luck. Good luck, you know, my analyst says, you know, let me know, you know. Something about residuals. I mean, what do you want to be when you grow up? Landscape? Yeah, but don't forget that the state is a capitalist. You know, it exploits its use. Yeah, and really it's no better than a score. Or as they say in English, you know, I mean, you know, surplus value is nothing if not efficient. Wanting desperately to be art.
the line, volunteered to be reincarnated as a portrait.
Yeah, you know, which is how Franklin ended up on the bill.
So should it be critiqued on aesthetic or economic grounds? Fucking born again accountants.
So do I really talk like that?
Which makes you the patient.
The beauty of the cliche is that it doesn't need to be sold. I mean, ditto, of course, for the NAF.
Smug, you know, as in britches, you know, and something about limelight, except it doesn't rhyme.
Don't worry. I mean, the temptation to art, you know, is something you grow out of.
So don't say the word elephant.
So what are you? A revolving fucking loophole?
How do you know you're not a cop?